dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at wtgrantfdn.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies are expected, though I haven't seen them this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. There's a 90% chance of rain tonight with a chance of thunderstorms. Near steady temperatures tonight in the upper 50s. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a news headlines break coming your way at 3:30. Then we will dig a little deeper, tell you who exactly is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. He's a Republican. He's set to succeed Kristi Noem as Secretary of Homeland Security if he is approved by the Senate. The president has selected one of his most reliable defenders in Congress to take over the Department of Homeland Security. What do we know about him? We'll find out coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
We do have a 90% chance of rain tonight with chance of thunderstorms near steady temperatures in the upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain with a chance of storms, highs in the lower 70s. The sunnier it gets earlier in the day, the more likely we are to have severe weather through the evening. Otherwise, there is a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows all the way down in the mid-30s. That front is coming through strongly.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 59 degrees in Topeka, 62 in Manhattan, 57 in Atchison. The time is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. We do have a 90% chance of rain tonight with a chance of thunderstorms near steady temperatures, though, all the way up in the upper 50s. It's 3:30, and this is KPR.
Easier for administrations to arbitrarily fire employees.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Transgender Kansans who had their identity documents invalidated by a new law say they are facing uncertainty as a court hearing over the policy approaches. The law invalidated driver's licenses and birth certificates that have had the gender marker changed. A state judge could decide tomorrow whether to block the law from taking effect while it faces challenges in the courts. Iridescent Roney is a transgender woman born in Kansas. She says officials at the state office that handles birth certificates were not prepared to help her comply with the law.
They were confused. They didn't know what to do. They even told me there's a chance that I just don't have a birth certificate anymore.
Supporters of the law say that government documents should reflect a person's sex assigned at birth. Kansas lawmakers want to use a federal database to remove possible non-citizen voters from voter rolls. The proposal would require the Secretary of State to compare the Kansas voter database with the federal Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements System, twice a year, and again 6 months before a federal general election. The federal database checks a person's immigration or citizenship status for eligibility for certain public services. Republican State Senator Adam Thomas said the bill does not focus on non-citizens.
So we're kind of getting off on a bit of a tangent here, because this bill is really about data sharing more than anything else.
Opponents warn eligible people could be wrongly removed from the voter rolls. The Kansas State Wildcats advanced to the Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament quarterfinals after an upset win over nationally ranked Texas Tech today, 58-51. The Wildcats will play Oklahoma State tomorrow morning at 11. Meanwhile, the Kansas Jayhawks are getting ready for their next matchup tonight at 8 o'clock. Greg Eklund reports.
The Jayhawks will try to avenge their home loss on February 1st against Colorado. KU coach Brandon Schneider says there's one particular stat that bothers him from that game, which went into overtime.
We put them at the free throw line 39 times, which is very unlike us.
KU advanced to the second round of the Big 12 tournament after a Wednesday night win over Central Florida 56-35. Jalea Davis, the freshman from Blue Valley North High School, finished with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Like the Jayhawks, Colorado is trying to enhance its hopes of making the NCAA tournament. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 90% chance of rain tonight with a chance of thunderstorms, near steady temperatures all the way up in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain with a chance of storms, breezy highs in the lower 70s, and a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with another chance of evening thunderstorms and lows in the mid-30s. This is KPR.
This is
the exotic sounds of Jerry Sun. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. KPR broadcasts at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're also always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Corners Grove by Caleb Machin Garvin, a 21st century take on Thornton Wilder's Our Town, March 6th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Thanks for joining us here on All Things Considered. Well, the big story of the day is the change in the leadership of the Department of Homeland Security, but we have other things to talk about as well. For example, companies that paid tariffs that the Supreme Court has said were illegal are now expecting refunds, but they say they are facing a lot of delays from the Trump administration.
We shouldn't have to become litigators just to get our money back. That's time, legal cost, and more uncertainty.
Now a specialized trade court is trying to fast-track that process. We'll tell you about it coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
57 degrees under cloudy skies in Lawrence, 62 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4.
After the U.S. and Israel dropped the first bombs on Iran, an elementary school was hit. Who did the bombs belong to? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for morning edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, Public Radio and the Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, publisher of The Boundless Game by Tim Bascom, a collection of essays exploring soccer through personal experience, travel, and encounters across cultures. More at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's about 12 minutes from now. We will tell you about a film that was uncovered at the Library of Congress. Thought it had been destroyed, but nope. A copy turned up at the LOC. I'm kind of picturing, you know, that big scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're trundling something back into the warehouse, never to be seen again. Anyway, they found this Méliès film. Also, we will talk a bit about the role of Vice President J.D. Vance during wartime. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, there is a 90% chance of rain tonight. We do have a chance of thunderstorms near steady temperatures, and they will be warm temperatures for an overnight low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain with the chance of storms in the morning, highs in the lower 70s. A 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with the chance of thunderstorms through the evening and into the early nighttime hours. Lows tomorrow night once the front moves through in the mid-30s. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:20.
Morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 59 degrees under overcast skies in Lawrence, 59 in Topeka, 63 in Abilene. It is 4:30.
Cutting ties with Noam, she'll become, quote, special envoy for a new security initiative he's calling the Shield of the Americas. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
The U.S. Army has named the last two soldiers killed in an Iranian drone attack. So far, six have been killed since the Iran war began 6 days ago. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The military has identified 45-year-old Major Jeffrey R. O'Brien of Indianola, Iowa. And in an unusual announcement, the Army said the other soldier is believed to be Chief Warrant Officer 3 Robert M. Marsan of Sacramento, who was 54. But positive identification of his remains have not yet been completed by a medical examiner. All six of the soldiers were with a logistics company out of Des Moines, Iowa, and deployed to Port Shuaibah, Kuwait. The Pentagon has denied media reports that their office on base lacked sufficient protection. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Transgender Kansans who had their identity documents invalidated by a new law say they are facing uncertainty as a court hearing over the policy approaches. The law invalidated driver's licenses and birth certificates that have had the gender marker changed. A state judge could decide tomorrow whether to block the law from taking effect while it faces challenges in the courts. Iridescent Roney is a transgender woman who was born in Kansas. She says officials at the state office that handles birth certificates weren't prepared to help her comply with the law.
They were confused. They didn't know what to do. They even told me I was going to, there's a chance that I just don't have a birth certificate anymore.
Supporters of the law say that government documents should reflect a person's sex assigned at birth. Kansas lawmakers want to use a federal database to remove possible non-citizen voters from voter rolls. The proposal would require the Secretary of State to compare the Kansas voter database with the federal systematic alien verification for entitlements system twice a year, and then again 6 months before a federal general election. The federal database checks a person's immigration or citizenship status for eligibility for certain public services. Republican State Senator Adam Thomas said the bill does not focus on non-citizens.
So we're kind of getting off on a bit of a tangent here, because this bill is really about data sharing more than anything else.
Opponents warn eligible people could be wrongly removed from the voter rolls. Microplastics have been found all over the world and even in human bodies. Now, Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports that scientists are working on an innovative way to use algae to clean up the tiny plastic shards.
University of Missouri chemistry professor Susie Day was trying to engineer algae to produce aviation fuel. But instead, she found that the clumps of algae were great at grabbing onto microplastics in water. She's working on a process to add algae tanks to wastewater treatment plants, which could use some help picking up the smallest microplastics.
It's wonderful to remove and retain the big ones, but eventually the smaller ones will be the one really getting to the ecosystem and then getting to human exposure route.
Day and her co-authors lay out their process for using the algae to pick up microplastics in a new paper in Nature Communications. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
And you can find more information on that story at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. There's a 90% chance of rain tonight. We do have a chance of thunderstorms near steady temperatures in the upper 50s. An 80% chance of rain tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. And a 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the mid-30s. It's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Next time on Prairie Journal, it's basketball season. We get ready for the men's Big 12 tournament with one fan's 40-year love affair with the Jayhawks.
For as long as I can remember, Kansas basketball has been a huge part of my life. Over the past 5 decades, I've played at Allen Fieldhouse, celebrated at Allen Fieldhouse, and on rare occasions, mourned at Allen Fieldhouse.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and we're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then a conversation with Tom Bowman, our Pentagon correspondent and international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, about the war in the Middle East and its expansion. What is it like over there right now? Aya will tell us. We will also examine the relationship between the U.S. and the United Kingdom, hitting a bit of a rocky patch. Those stories and much more still to come on KPR. I hope you'll stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting musical classics featuring guest conductor Richard Ryan and works by Beethoven, Brahms, and Bach. March 7th at Atonement, open to the public. More information at kccivic.org.
We do have a 90% chance of rain tonight, chance of thunderstorms, near steady temperatures in the upper 50s, and 80% chance of rain with a chance of storms tomorrow as well.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school age musicians June 7th through 11th and 14th to 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/MMC.
Tune in tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is on tap. Matthew Algio will have your regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, K KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News is coming up in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan, 59 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, we have news headlines at 5:30. Get to experience my ongoing war with the English language. Then we will learn about a new study that has found that people who take GLP-1 drugs for weight loss often experience a welcome side effect.
Less risk of developing substance use disorders across several addictive substances. Opioids, cocaine, nicotine, alcohol.
More on this potentially groundbreaking research coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at one Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
This Old House Radio Hour, inspired by the popular home improvement show on PBS, is now on KPR every week. Whether you're brand new to home renovation, never pick up a hammer before, or you're a seasoned pro, this show will have something for you. This Old House Radio Hour, Sunday morning at 10 on your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
90% chance of rain tonight with a chance of thunderstorms, near steady temperatures in the upper 50s. There's an 80% chance of rain tomorrow, chance of storms, breezy, highs in the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, a 90% chance of rain, chance of evening thunderstorms as well tomorrow with a low in the mid-30s.
News.
Soon after the U.S. and Israel dropped the first bombs on Iran, an elementary school was hit in the south of the country. More than 170 children and staff were killed. Neither the U.S. or Israel has taken responsibility, so whose bombs were they? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
That story and more tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on Morning Edition, a great way to start your day with the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. News headlines coming your way in just about 45 seconds. Lots more All Things Considered still to come because we're with you till 7 o'clock. Right now, it's 5:30.
C. The Department of Homeland Security did not respond to NPR requests for comment on the measles quarantine. Martin Costi, NPR News.
As the war rages in Iran, another sell-off on Wall Street today. The Dow down more than 1.5%. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Transgender Kansans who had their identity documents invalidated by a new law say they are now facing uncertainty as a court hearing over the policy approaches. The law invalidated driver's licenses and birth certificates that have had the gender marker changed. A state judge could decide tomorrow whether to block the law from taking effect while it faces challenges in the courts. Iridescent Roney is a transgender woman who was born in Kansas. She says officials at the state office that handles birth certificates were not prepared to help her comply with the law.
They were confused. They didn't know what to do. They even told me there's a chance that I just don't have a birth certificate anymore.
Supporters of the law say that government documents should reflect a person's sex assigned at birth. Kansas lawmakers want to use a federal database to remove possible non-citizen voters from voter rolls. The proposal would require the Secretary of State to compare the Kansas voter database with the federal Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements system twice a year, and again 6 months before a federal general election. The federal database checks a person's immigration or citizenship status for eligibility for certain public services. Republican State Senator Adam Thomas said the bill does not focus on non-citizens.
So we're kind of getting off on a bit of a tangent here, because this bill is really about data sharing more than anything else.
Opponents warn eligible people could be wrongly removed from the voter rolls. The Kansas State Wildcats advanced to the Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament quarterfinals after an upset win over nationally ranked Texas Tech today by a score of 58-51. The Wildcats will play Oklahoma State tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Kansas Jayhawks are getting ready for their next matchup tonight at 8. Greg Eklund has more.
The Jayhawks will try to avenge their home loss on February 1st against Colorado. KU coach Brandon Schneider says there's one particular stat that bothers him from that game, which went into overtime.
We put them at the free throw line 39 times, which is very unlike us.
KU advanced to the second round of the Big 12 tournament after a Wednesday night win over Central Florida 56-35. Jalea Davis, the freshman from Blue Valley North High School, finished with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Like the Jayhawks, Colorado is trying to enhance its hopes of making the NCAA tournament. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 90% chance of rain tonight with a chance of thunderstorms, near steady temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain with a chance of storms in the morning, breezy, highs in the lower 70s. There's a 90% chance of rain again tomorrow night, chance of evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-30s. The earlier in the day that the skies clear, the more likely we are to see severe weather tomorrow night. It's 5:35.
Says all things WNO.
Theater people, I think, are the most adaptable people. And we're like, okay, we'll do it like this now.
So despite everything, the show must go on. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, where this week we continue the LG Desk Concert Series with Jim Cosgrove, a.k.a. Mr. Stinky Feet. It's a lively performance for boys and girls of all ages for the LG Desk Concert Series with Mr. Stinky Feet, Jim Cosgrove, this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Socks right on the floor.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can find a whole lot of information there. More details on some of the stories you hear on KPR. You will find video of people who have visited and performed in our live performance studio. And you will even find a spot where you can become a member of KPR. Help support public media in Kansas. Keep us growing and thriving, even in the face of the loss of all of our federal funding. Again, that's at kansaspublicradio.org. Just click on the word support.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at CASALVKS.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then the president fired his head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. He did that today while she was actually up talking in front of a bunch of people. He has named Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma as the acting secretary. We will get all the details coming up here on KPR. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Emporia, 62 in Abilene at 10 minutes before 6.
equity, and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
After the U.S. and Israel dropped the first bombs on Iran, an elementary school was hit. Who did the bombs belong to? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.